Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
We are here with Caroline. Hey, Caroline, tell us about your Spotify Wrapped this year.
Well, Gabe, you will never guess what my Spotify Wrapped looks like.
Let's hear it.
It's not like we've done this twice already, guys. I have Beyonce as number one for my artist. Then we have Omar Apollo as number two. Then Rex Orange County. Then Role Model. Then Carol Addis.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very mixed, I would say, but they all had albums that came out this year, and I've turned into someone that really, really likes albums. I'm no longer like a playlist girl. I used to be in high school a lot, but I'm a changed woman, and it's very evident in my Spotify Wrapped, I would say.
Hell yeah. And what were your top songs?
My top songs, we have Spite by Omar Apollo. We have Deeply Still in Love by Role Model, Spaghetti by Beyonce. Ask me to sing that song. I could sing the whole song for you top to bottom. Like, I love that song so much. Less of You by Omar Apollo, and then Done With You by Omar Apollo.
Okay.
So, yeah, God Said No by Omar Apollo was a really big album for me this year, I would say. I don't know who broke my heart, but damn, someone must have, because... Hell yeah. Sad-ass music.
Does Spotify give you your top genres?
I don't think they gave us... They gave us our musical evolution this year, which was, like, really weird.
What did it tell you for
like,
that?
God, I have to go back. It was, like, strutty... Mick strutty pop or something.
What
when
the hell
I listened
does that
to
mean?
Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, and Chapel Roan. God, I have to go back.
I don't think I've ever heard the word Mick strutty.
Here it is. Here's your 2024 music evolution. Okay. Let's see. And it's playing. Yeah. We've got some Beyonce. Let's see.
Okay.
McBling strut pop. What does that mean? Because I was really into Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan in April.
That sounds like something someone says when they're having a stroke.
And then during July, it was... Mold, Cider, Slow Dance, Bedroom Pop.
Interesting.
Whatever that means.
Who's coming up with this stuff at Spotify?
Probably AI.
Oh, wow.
Let's be real. That's why it sounds the way it does. That's why you're like, what does this even mean? Mm-mm. Oh, September was my rainy day beach singer-songwriter moment.
Okay, that one
because of John Mayer,
like,
Lizzie McAlpine, and Carole King, which,
okay,
like, makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
Hell yeah.
That was pretty much it. I was a little shocked by it. Shocked, but not entirely surprised, I would say. Yeah.
Well, hell yeah. Anything else you want to add about Spotify Wrapped?
Spotify Wrapped, I don't think you entirely look at my data, because my Stats FM, and they have my minutes, like, downloaded in the app. They're always different. So I don't think you take all my data, because my top 10 is very different. That's all I'll say.
Those
I think.
Lying bastards.
Yeah, I think they don't take all the data and they're lying, but I live up for the hype every year, so.
It's fake news.
Yeah, no, I the hype gets me every time, so what can I say? Yeah.
All right, we're here with Ella. And Ella, tell us about your Spotify Wrapped this year.
So I'm only going to give you my top four artists because I think one of them is a fluke and I think Spotify likes to lie to me. My top artist was Cage the Elephant.
Hell yeah.
Largely because I went to one of their concerts and, you know, as one does, is they listen to their whole, you know, musicography.
Gotta prepare.
And then my number two was Lana Del Rey. Sorry, Lana Del Rey. My number three was Suki Waterhouse. And my number four was Childish Gambino.
Hell yeah.
Do you know any of those
people? I know Childish Gambino. I know Cage the Elephant. What was your number two? Lana Del Rey. Yeah. I know Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
I don't know Suki
Waterhouse.
I don't know
She's
that.
She's with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, okay. I know of her. I haven't listened to anything, but I know of that, her. Yeah.
And then my, like, music genre vibes were... Okay. Jesus. February was my surf crush beach reggae phase.
Okay.
April was my love course low dance indie season.
Hell yeah.
And May was my McBling strut pop moment.
McBling strut pop moment. Okay. Very interesting.
I just think they're using a little bit of AI.
Yeah.
I think they're using a little bit of AI.
We got to refine that for next year.
It's awful. They did a terrible job this year. I'm disappointed because everyone waits all year for this. I don't know if you wait all year for your Apple.
No, not really. I'm actually an avid Spotify Wrapped hater, but yeah, that's just me.
They messed it up. What was your Apple? What is it?
Apple? My Apple Rewind or whatever that replay. All right, let's see. So most of my music listening, it happens in the car when I'm on the road. So number one, and my playlist has been the same since I've been like in like senior year of high school.
Yeah.
With a few additions.
Yeah.
So it's Lil Baby, because Lil Baby was popping off senior year, junior year of high school.
Of course.
JD Youngin, RIP. Then I had a soul music phase, which I still like soul music. It was the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
And then Kanye at number four. No, don't got to agree with what he says, but Kanye has made some bangers.
I will say, I think musically, he's very talented.
100%.
Especially old Kanye.
Last two albums suck, but the new the old ones, yeah. Like, Runaway.
I agree. Oh my God, I agree with it.
Runaway,
I agree.
Fire song.
Don't cancel us.
Nah.
We don't agree with him or his life takes.
Correct.
But we do listen to his music.
Before he got off the meds and went psycho, Kanye, valid. And then it was Chance the Rapper, because I used to be a big Chance the Rapper fan. I always talked about top songs, too. Oh, I listened to Location by Cardi a lot, because I like the beat of that song. It helped me fall asleep sometimes.
Yeah, my roommate's a big Cardi fan.
Yeah, and then, let's see, what else? My top albums, it was Acid Rap by Chance the Rapper, classic. SOS by SZA.
Okay, snaps for that one.
I definitely wasn't me listening to it, but 100%.
Okay.
GNX, Oh, dang. Oh, yeah, because I just left that on accident one time that played, like,
50
over
times,
and over.
Yeah.
1.5 by Aminé, which is old as hell.
Yeah.
And then my genres were hip-hop, R&B, soul, hard rock, pop rock, and metal. Honestly,
okay,
I'm kind of disappointed I didn't see Creed on here, which kind of disappointed me. I love Creed.
Yeah. Do you want to share that love with our watchers?
I mean, I could break out into full song right now, but I'm not.
He's refraining.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
Taking all my might to do so. And yeah, that's about it.
Well, that's interesting. I think we all have very different... Music is so different for everyone involved, and Spotify Rap needs to be better.
100%.
So,
yeah,
thank you.
I have a taste of a divorced dad, but yeah.
And that's okay.
Hell yeah.
Well, thanks, Gabe.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. We're here with my brother Vincent on the phone. And Vincent, you use YouTube Music because you're an old. And so what is your 2024 recap of music?
Okay, ready for it?
I'm born ready.
You're listening this year. It's giving peppy, giddy, hopeful hip-hop music, okay?
Petty, giddy, and hopeful hip-hop music?
Yep. You racked up 22,680 minutes of listening.
Okay.
And you explored 1,362 different tracks.
All right. One became
your theme song.
What was your theme song?
A Little Bit of Love by Tom Grennan.
Okay. What was your top artist? Does it tell you that?
My supporting cast: NF, Chris Stapleton, Drake, and Juice WRLD.
That's a hell of a diverse combo there. I'm assuming Dom, your stepson, is Juice WRLD there.
I listen to Juice WRLD.
You listen to Juice WRLD? Wow. R.I.P. Dang.
Okay, and here we go. Your top albums were Starting Over by Chris Stapleton, Traveler by Chris Stapleton, Damn Collector, From a Room, Volume 1, and Songs for the Saints by Kenny Chesney.
Okay. Very diverse music taste, Vincent.
These were your musical moods. Dramatic was 16%, sad was 20%, uplifting 20%, upbeat 23%, and energizing was 18%.
Sounds like you. Not surprised by that.
And, well, that's a wrap on your 2024.
Well, yeah, Vincent. Thank you. I appreciate it, Fifu.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.